Good evening. This is Shabashati Bhattacharya with Regional News. India has doubled its gross domestic product in the last 10 years at a growth of 105% from $2.1 trillion in 2015 to $4.3 trillion in 2025. According to the data released by the International Monetary Fund, India is now the fifth largest country in terms of GDP in the world after the US, China, Germany and Japan. It added that India is set to outpace Japan soon as the latter's GDP grew nil in the past decade. In comparison, the United States and China's GDP grew by 66% and 44% respectively during the same period. Deputy Chief Minister Chona Main has sought technical support from the Niti Aayog for a monorail system between Itanagar and Nahalagun to improve urban mobility. He also requested for upgradation of the old administrative structures to enhance citizen service delivery in the state. The Deputy CM held a crucial meeting with a visiting delegation from the Niti Aayog at the State Civil Secretariat in Itanagar on Friday. Main expressed gratitude to the Niti Aayog for its continued support, recognizing its role in monitoring and enhancing the state's socio-economic performance. He stated that the Niti Aayog has been a partner in the development of Arunachal Pradesh, and this partnership has helped refine policies and improve governance. Main highlighted Arunachal's growth over the last decade. He stated that the state's GSDP grew by 135% from rupees 20,373 crores in 2016 to rupees 47,823 crores in 2024. He added that the state budget expanded by 218% and GST collection surged by 584%, reflecting improved fiscal strength. The governor of Arunachal Pradesh, Katie Parnaik, participated in the grand finale of the two-day biennial seminar organized by the Spearhead Division, 56 Infantry Division, at the military station Likabali on Saturday. The seminar, titled Resurgent Arunachal, Integrated Development and Security Approach, focused on the state's strategic significance and socio-economic diversity. In his address, the governor emphasized Arunachal's sensitive and strategically vital border and the need to constant vigilance due to its proximity to neighboring countries. He reiterated the importance of strengthening security along the line of actual control through technological advancements and active community involvement. Chairman of the Indian Space Research Organization, Dr. V. Narayanan, has said that the organization is working on a mission to take an Indian to the moon and bring him back safely. He said that Prime Minister Narendra Modi has given the guidelines to work on this mission and the ISRO will accomplish this task by 2040. He said that India will have its own space station by 2030. Speaking about the humble but inspiring journey of the Indian space program, he said today it has many firsts to its credit, including being the only space organization to successfully complete a Mars orbit mission in its first attempt, and that too by using a single rocket. A total of 43 outsiders without ILP were detected during an unannounced ILP checking drive conducted by a team of the Sejosa police in Jolly Guloso area of Sejosa subdivision in Pakke Kasang district on Friday. Later, all the ILP violators were released through the Sejosa check gate from Arunachal Pradesh following the order of the executive magistrate. Pakke Kasang SP Tasi Dorang advised the people to ensure character verification of migrant laborers and to conduct tenant verification in the district. The Arunachal Pradesh police on Friday arrested an assistant engineer in connection with a case under the Protection of Children from Sexual Offences Act. The accused 50-year-old Eka Rimo had been on the run after being charged under Sections 376, 326 and 506 of the IPC along with Section 4 of the POKSO Act. A police officer said the case registered at the Sepa Women Police Station, WPS, in East Kameng District in February last year was under investigation by the WPS, according to Capital SP Rohit Rajbir Singh, a resident of Fengche Rimo Village in East Kameng District. The arrestee has been handed over to the Sepah police for further legal proceedings, the SP added. The Arunachal Pradesh Literary Society, ABLS, celebrated the World Poetry Day in collaboration with the Literary Activities Club, Department of English, Rajiv Gandhi University at the RU Complex on Friday evening. That's all in this news bulletin. Namaskar.